And welcome back out to the hometown pizza here at Manitow Beach. And got slices.
Beautiful downtown Manitow Beach.
Is it downtown Manitow Beach?
I'm going to call it beautiful downtown Manitow Beach.
If you're calling it that, John, then we'll go with
the
it.
The business district.
The business district. There you go. The Manitow Beach business district. But they got some great stuff in here. You can get pizza by the slice or... you can order up. We got some breakfast specials.
Full stock deli.
Full stock deli. Got people out there, so come on in. Some drinks. They got
Pat Hayes and Ian Wendt sitting over at the other table.
They got iced tea on tap, which John's happy about.
Oh,
so
yeah.
There you go. But quit talking about John's iced tea because we got football to talk about, and we got Coach Scott Gallagher in from the Madison Trojans. So, Coach, good to have you in this morning, and. Talk a little Madison Trojan football.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Excited to be able to do this. Yeah, Madison football, we're up and running. We're full tilt. You know, we've had a great week and a half of camp. We, you know, finished our scrimmage on Thursday, watched the film on Friday, and ready to prepare for week one. And then week one's, you know, Dundee Vikings. They're coming to our hometown, and we're expecting a big challenge out of them. And all the different things that they do. So, yeah, Madison football has been good. I'm excited to be there. Love the place, and just happy to be there.
Getting a little easier for you, things feel more like home.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, year one's tough. You know, it's tough. You know, a new coach, new players, everybody's getting acclimated with each other, a new system. Year two's definitely a step in the right direction and a little bit easier than year one.
Well, and just being able to have the kids kind of figure out what to expect from, you know, from you as a coach, from the rest of the staff, but also, you know, it's a little bit different from what they were used to as well on field. So to be able to kind of figure all that out, it's got to be a little easier when you walk in, you know, this year coming in off the summer workouts, and they have a little better expectations, and you as well.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and that's even been said by the players. They're like, yeah, coach, this is definitely easier, you know, to pick up, you know, when you talk scheme-wise and different things like that, and we're able to expand our offense and our defense a little more, you know, going into year two. And then the off-season work, you know, that was the biggest change is, you know, that, you know, we lift and we work in the mornings, you know, during school year because our student-athletes play multiple sports, and it's hard to get them in the weight room after school. So,
right.
You know, we take the time to do that in the morning, and, you know, it's just kind of the way of life now.
Well, and you know, one of the things you mentioned, Coach, there is so critical is those kids do participate in other sports, and you know, I think that's becoming more and more the case at a lot of schools. And so being willing to work with them and their other coaches and you know, still at the same time being able to accomplish what you want in the off season, it's such a hard balance sometimes to find, and it's good when you work in an environment where everybody's kind of, you know, to quote PJ Fleck, which I don't do often, you know, everybody's rowing the boat in the same direction.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's one thing to say that you support the kids to do it, and it's another thing to accommodate that.
Put it in practice.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
put it in practice. And, you know, that's what we've done. We don't want to take away from any other sports when they're in season, but we know strength and conditioning is just not a football thing. It's a multi-sport thing. And, you know, the athletes, the good teams that do it and win, you know, they do it regularly.
Sure. You know? Sure. And, you know, I think that sometimes some people lose sight that, hey, these kids are still out there competing. And they're, you know, they're learning how to compete. And that's a valuable athletic skill to have as well. And, you know, so different opportunities serve kids well as well. If, while he's sending emails or whatever he's doing over there, the schedule.
Yeah.
You guys, looking at your schedule, might play the most schedule of anybody in the county. Double A on there. You got the TCC. You got a team from Ohio.
Two.
Oh, yeah, Ottawa Hills. Yeah. I saw that, and I'm thinking, they play Grand Rapids, Ottawa Hills. But no, it's Ottawa Hills down by
Plus Toledo. An SEC
team. Plus an SEC red team,
yeah.
Ann Arbor Skyline. So, The AD was busy putting that one together.
Yeah, she was. You know, it was a challenge this year. You know, we have five non-conference games, you know, with, you know, a few teams in the TCC going to eight-man football. And, you know, that left us open to find five games. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I want to find good competitive schools where, you know, we can line up and know that we're going to get a challenge. And, you know, right. whether win or lose, and Dundee and Onsted were open. And, you know, they're local schools and the same size as us. You know, Dundee's a little bit bigger, but very similar. Mm-hmm. You know, and then
it's going to be an NCAA matchup.
I was going to say, it's going to be on your schedule going forward after this year.
You know, and this all happened even prior to that.
Sure,
you know? But then, you know, the Ohio schools opened up, and they're similar in our size. So, you know, that was a good fit. And then we had a hard time finding a week nine, and we had, you know, multiple SEC schools want to play us.
Sure.
And so, you know, we decided to, you know, research them and, you know, talk with some other coaches and just wanted to find a competitive balance.
Right.
You know, as close as we could for that week nine. And we're hoping that it'll be a competitive balance. I don't know. But
sure.
We're excited about that.
Well, and honestly, I think, you know, as far as that goes, Skyline – you know, compared to playing, you know, and Adrian, you know, I just think that's always just a tough, and John can attest being, you know, when he was AD there, just having that big school, small school, Madison, Adrian, you know, I don't know if it's probably the most conducive to have opponents like that, especially in football.
Yeah, you know, especially with the new playoff system and the playoff format, you know, that really changed everything. I mean, it would be great to, you know, play cross round or a cross town team, you know, in Adrian, and all that would be fun. But when you look at the logistics of it, you know what I mean, it only makes sense for Adrian to go a different direction and us to go a different direction as well. Yeah.
Well, and, you know, you mentioned playing a Skyline team that has a new coach.
Yeah.
You know, has not been as successful as maybe some of the other Red programs in recent years. And when you do schedule, my thing always was, as an athletic director, I want a challenge, but I also want a chance.
Right.
You know, you try to balance those two things in finding opponents. I don't want to just be challenged and get my teeth kicked in either. I mean, I want our kids to feel like they're going into this game and have a chance. And, you know, I think that's a game that Madison, you know, you got a legitimate shot to win that game.
Yeah, you know, we hope anytime we line up on the field, you know, we have a legitimate chance. And, you know, I thought Miss Eisen did a great job with our schedule. You know, we work hand in hand together on that. So, you know, it was a decision made by both of us. And, you know, I definitely reached out to some SEC coaches that I know, you know, around the area and the county, and just, you know, to feel them out. And, you know, we're hoping, we're excited about that, you know, and to be able to have them come down and that'd be our week nine. So.
Well, just you know, about a minute and a half left. Just mention maybe a couple guys that you really think that you're counting on to have some good season for you.
Yeah, you know, we've got quite a few guys that we're really counting on. We have a lot of guys back. You know, one that sticks out is, you know, Dominic Regalado. You know, he's a returning linebacker and our H-back for us, and he's a great leader on and off the field, and he's going to do big things for us. Up front, you know, we got Xavier Sauce. He's a senior. Cam Groff, he's a junior. You know, two big guys, both about 6'3", over 250 pounds. Sauce is over 3, you know, just a dominating force up front. You know, Hayden Stover is a very explosive back for us in the backfield that's going to get a lot of carries, a lot of touches, you know. But, you know, we're going to have a lot of guys playing in a lot of different roles and getting a lot of different guys on the field. You know, we're excited about our numbers. We're about at 55 right now, JV and varsity program. So, you know, trying to get as many guys contributing as possible is the goal.
Absolutely. Very good.
Well, again, appreciate it. And, again, you know, you look at the schedule, Dundee Onsted right off the bat that are non-conference that – you know, are going to be your conference opponents coming up soon. I mean, excited for the chance to get in the LCAA?
Yeah, we are. You know, we're excited about it. We know it's going to be tough, but I feel like it's a great fit, you know, size-wise, geographic-wise. I mean, I feel like that's where Madison belongs right now. You know, 10 years ago, maybe different, but I feel like right now this is where we belong.
Well, perfect. Again, Coach, we appreciate your time in this morning and, you know, talk a little
Trojan
Madison football. And, again, we appreciate it, and good luck with it.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Once again, that's Coach Scott Gallagher from the Madison Trojans.